USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Oregon, it's hard to breathe because of the thick smoke. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
As fires continue throughout the West Coast, hundreds of firefighters are now battling two large wildfires that threaten to merge near the most populated part of the state of Oregon, including the suburbs of Portland. And the governor said dozens of people are missing in other parts of the state. The state's Emergency Management Director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and that thousands of structures have already been destroyed. Governor Kate Brown said more than 40,000 Oregonians have already been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, either having been told to leave or to prepare to get that done. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland is among the buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Colorado's Secretary of State filed a federal lawsuit against the U.S. Postal Service over mailers that contain inaccurate information about mail-in voting. Jenna Griswold said her office learned Thursday that the Postal Service would send mailers to every household in the U.S. with information about mail-in voting. The mailers advise voters to request a vote-by-mail ballot at least 15 days before Election Day, and to return the official ballot at least 7 days before the election. But the instructions don't account for the variation in state rules. Colorado, Hawaii, and Oregon, for example, don't require individuals to request mail-in ballots because every registered voter already gets one. According to Griswold, secretaries of state in five other states have contacted her to request copies so they could explore the possibility of filing their own suit. In Washington State, which also runs elections exclusively by mail, the Secretary of State criticized the mailer on Twitter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new storm is taking aim at New Orleans, and it's expected to strengthen into a hurricane, with the possibility of a life-threatening storm surge for areas around the Gulf Coast. Tropical Storm Sally is making an impact in Florida. WFOR-TV's Jessica Fiejo.
It's been a soggy day throughout the streets of South Florida. FPL tells us there's been close to 500 power outages in Broward and a little more than 1,000 in Miami-Dade. But officials are urging, if you're driving out there, to please be cautious because there could be flooding throughout the day with a heavy rainfall.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency. Experts say it's expected to strengthen into a hurricane by late Monday. The pandemic has affected our everyday way of life. Now it's affecting our blood supply. KTBS's Carrie Hodasek explains.
A big reason why blood supply is so low is because there aren't enough people around to donate. Rob Finley with the American Red Cross says they've lost 50% of their diverse donor base this year. They need more to help those with sickle cell disease.
There's a lot of antigens that are attached to different blood types, and those have to kind of pretty much match.
The Red Cross has partnered with the Golden State Warriors to host a final blood drive Saturday, September 19th. All blood types are welcome, and the Red Cross says they'll also test for plasma donations for COVID-19 antibodies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.